Hello, Emily. I did ring earlier about if you had any bookings for Friday, but I didn't realise you were open Saturday as well. Do you have any Saturday? Any appointments? Yeah, that would be great. So that's for a bird. For would someone who's an avian vet be able to see? Oh, okay. Oh, that's fantastic then. Okay. Okay. Jeanette, Jeannette, Shields, Shields. But if you could just call me Nettie anyway, that's so don't go by my formal name. Yes, it's Nettie, Nettie, Shields, Shields, 58@gmail.com. Yes, yes. Do you want mine? Do you want me to say what it is? Oh, okay. Yep. It's 2 Burrandella, B-O-O-R-A-N-D-A-L-L-A, Burrandella Street, Texas, Queensland. Yep, that's it. PC, capital P and a capital C. Male. I'm just trying to think. I think I got him in 2015. So what's that? 10 maybe? Or maybe 2016. So, you know, 8 to 10, something like that. He's green. I just want him checked out because he, like I took him to, there was an avian vet in Shermside, Adrian Gallagher, and I took him to him maybe, 8 years, you know, when he was maybe 2 or 3 years old. And but I've just noticed when I get him out of the cage, his left claw all totally turns into a fist, whereas the other one all splay open. So I don't know if his nails definitely need cutting. But yeah, just general health look at him. I think he needs a checkup. And so he has had that, you know, when that bird flew, I'm not sure what it was, but Adrian put like a long crop down his neck to worm him. I don't know if it's a lifelong one or whatever they do. Oh, well, there you go. That's, he only had that done. Yeah. Oh, okay. No, I can do that. Oh, okay. So you get on. Oh, sorry, I'll get onto them and do that now. Right, it's done in a couple of days. Yeah. And so if I just give your name, they'll have all your information to send it on, won't they? Yeah. All right. Sounds great, Emily. Thank you so much. All right, so that was 12 o'clock, you said? On Saturday. Thank you. Okay, see you then. Bye.